You'd like a new story? It's a new story?
Yeah.
And what would you like a story about?
A princess and a pony.
A princess and one pony? A single pony?
Ten ponies.
A princess who has 10 ponies?
Yeah.
And is this a different princess from the princess that's going around Ireland? And which country is this princess living in?
In California.
California. A princess with 10 ponies in California. Right? And California is where, though? What part of the world is California?
In America.
In America, right. So it's over there on the other side of America. 6,000 miles away from Ireland. And is the princess and her 10 ponies, is she a young princess or is she an old princess? Or
what? Young princess.
Is she about the same age as you?
No.
Would you say she's...
She is 10.
She's 10 years old, right? And does she live on a farm with her 10 horses or ponies?
No, she lives in a palace.
A palace in California, right. And is she... Does the palace and the castle and the palace... Is it a long way away from other people, or is there a village around it with other people living, or where does she live on?
It's like there's a big circle, like the village is a big circle of houses and shops and shops and all kinds of things are and all kinds of places are in the middle. Are surrounding all the houses in a big circle, but in the middle it is the castle.
And this castle, is it there for a very long time, or is it a new castle?
No, it's been passed down by for centuries and centuries.
Oh, right. So, but it's in modern times. This story is what happens.
Right.
That is the year that I was in California. I was over there and I saw this castle. I saw it in California. It was in a place that is a valley. And the valley was quite near the sea.
Dad, I don't want to hear the whole story.
No? She lives in 1968 in a castle with 10 ponies, but the ponies don't sleep inside the castle, they sleep outside.
They have a stable behind the castle.
Yeah, a very beautiful stable.
Yeah, decorated with blue flowers.
Outside, hanging up on the wall, blue flowers. Oh yeah, that's lovely. And they eat beautiful hay over there in California as well.
Yeah.
And it's a fantastic place for them. But in the castle, who lives with the princess, or does she live all alone? Two of each?
Yeah.
So there are five children in the family?
No, actually seven, you know. Wait. There's actually 10 children. Wait, 11, but I'm counting in the princess.
So 11 children and 10 ponies?
Yeah.
But altogether she has 10, does she? Or 11, did you say? 11. So how many girls in the 11? How many girls?
Just a minute.
Yeah? You have to...
Four.
Four girls, right? And is she the oldest? Or is she the youngest? Or is she somewhere in the middle?
She's in the middle.
So she has an older brothers and older sisters.
Yeah, and then she has twin
Just twins babies, as well.
Babies.
It was her first chance to ride her pony Moonlight in a show. And it was a great reason to ride in the show, because unless Moonlight won the show, the castle would continue to fall down and her mother and father would be forced to move the whole family to a different castle in a different part of California. And the one thing the princess did not want to have to do was to move all of her ponies. She didn't actually mind too much about her brothers and sisters. She thought, well, they can all move if they want, you know, we'll all move. But it's the ponies she was concerned about, because she knew that her ponies were very, very happy in the stables where they were. Yes, how on earth would a princess move 10 ponies and their stables? Or maybe she'd have to leave the stables behind.
Yeah, but what if the other castle didn't have any stables?
Well, they'd have to go to a place where you can find out what castles have got stables and which ones don't have stables. But I'll tell you a little secret. Oh, sorry, that's a pony's name. I'll tell you a little something that very few people know. All the castles in California have stables.
Yeah.
Because princesses in California love riding horses.
Then how come the princess' sisters and brothers don't like riding horses?
That's because they were a bit different from all the other princes and princesses in California. They were a very unusual family. Usually in a family of 11 children, you would find lots and lots of them loving to ride horses, wouldn't you?
Even only one of them does.
Yes, that's what's so strange and different about this king and queen's family. And the princess's brothers and sisters were very, very unusual. And people used to speak about them because they never went to horse shows. And all of the other princes and princesses went to horse shows all the time. In fact, it was the most popular thing for them to do. And the show was coming up on Saturday, and Moonlight was going to Hope to save the family home. It was very, very touch and go in the few days before the show. The princess had to do an awful lot of practicing for the show. Do you know what kind of things she had to do before the show?
No.
Do you want to guess?
No.
She had to practice jumping over jumps. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You can do jumps on a pony?
Yes.
At the age of 6?
And I can canter.
And you can canter too?
Yeah.
But 6-year-old girls cannot usually do cantering.
I can canter. I learned how to canter by an accident.
How did you learn to canter by accident?
I used my whip because my pony wasn't going. So I used my whip when I was at the front of the line, and then in the middle of when I was trotting, my pony went into a canter.
And by accident, out of your control?
Yeah.
And were you thrown off the horse onto the ground? And did you?
Of course not. I've never been thrown off a horse in my life, and it's still carrying on.
Well, all I can say is I think they must like you or something, because if you use a whip on them and they jump forward quickly, you could easily fall out of the saddle.
And I went into a canter unexpectedly. I was like, ugh. But then when I was like, be confident, I can do this.
Yes.
And I went into a trot again.
You managed to get it into a trot?
Yeah.
And where did you get the confidence to do that?
I just believed in myself. I was like, I can do it. I will turn it into a trot.
And did you say those words out loud to yourself?
Of course not. I said them in my head.
Right. And did those words make a difference?
Yeah. I just went into a trot then. Oh,
you want to get out and play with your friends?
Of course.
Okay, well, I'll let you off here. Right, I'll take Rocky home.